very important and effective tool is mobile application, and that everybody is having almost illiterate persons are also having the mobile in their hand. When smartphones becomes the regular commodity for all the Indians, the deep penetration of the digitalization was felt across the country. As more and more activities are moved to the smartphone, the new technology boosted the potential of applications for agricultural purpose as well. This mobile can also be used, smart mobile can also be used for the purpose of agriculture also. The government has a majority focused on backing the use of technology in agriculture with ENAM, that is National Agricultural Market, e-National Agricultural Market, ENAM, an electronic trading portal for the agricultural communities. And that is available, this portal is available by downloading it on the mobile application. Okay. There have been individual initiatives taken by some of the states that benefit the farmer. For example, Punjab introduced the Punjab Remote Sensing Center, PRSC, that sensitizes the farmers on the crop residue burning and measuring the air quality. It has three applications in it: iKhet machine, ePehal, and ePrevent. So three applications which are there in the technology which is used, mobile technology which is used by the Punjab government under the Punjab Remote Sensing Center. Having understood this mobile technology, there are certain other techniques are also physically we can look into, that is drones. Drones are flying with the technology only. Okay, when we imagine the basic functions of the drone, we can assume that it will be afloat through the crop and collect the data. Drone can be moved across the surface of the field at required height. It collects the picture and give the pictorial data, and this data will be collected by the farmer or those who are requiring it. But there is more drones than that. What kind of data it can collect and why it is beneficial? For the precision of the smart farming, drones bring efficiency with the accurate information, reducing the uncertainty while decision making. Because clear picture is given by the drone. Clear picture is given by the drone where one can take the decision. By using the correct sensors, drones can provide the farmers with real-time information regarding the crops, its soil deterioration due to heavy flood or whatever it may be, or maybe the dry regions where there is absolutely no crop, or maybe fungal inspections which can be photographed by the drone and it is made available to the farmer so that he can look and arrange for the pesticides for that. Okay, this is very effective use of the drone. The information, this can be relayed to the farmers in readable format. So they are able to gauge which area they need the irrigation and the better techniques. Added to this, drone can also be used for spraying the pesticides on the crop if there is an attack by the pests. Okay. In India, drones have been used for corn and the maize fields in Andhra Pradesh more prominently. Now, another technology is big data analysis. What is this big data analysis means? The tedious process of maintaining the land records. Now it is eased up. That is because of the big data analytics. The tedious process of maintaining the land record and their potential to become a crop producer can be succeeded by the big data analysis. Okay. When we speak about the new technology in agriculture, conquering the redundant and the manual task, and that is where the progress is expected, this big data analytics is saving lot of time, lot of hazards, lot of hassles which are faced by the farmers. After witnessing the jump from the statistics to big data, what can agritech expect from this data? One of the things that the big data analytics solves for the agriculture industry is giving a real-time insight. Land record, real-time, okay? It will help the farmers immediately to identify if their techniques are working or their inputs are correct and what do they do need to prepare for in case of weather change, if any. While they are able to draw out the valuable insight from their information, they will be able to save their customers on timely and customized basis. The future of Indian agriculture. Technology we have seen. How technology can be effectively used, that also we have seen. Now, what could be the future if one uses this technology of Indian agriculture? Okay. There is definitely a need for work on the cost-effective technologies with environmental protection and conserving our natural resources. Agriculture in India is livelihood for the majority of the population and can never be understood or underestimated. Okay? Increasing population, increasing average income, and globalization, which is affecting India, will increase demand for the quantity, quality, and the nutritious food. According to this, the variety of the foods is very much required with these qualities. Therefore, the pressure of decreasing availability, cultivable land to produce more quantity, variety, and the quality of the food will keep on increasing. India is blessed with a large arable land with 15 agroclimatic zones, which is defined by ICAR. ICAR means Indian Council of Agriculture Research. And having almost all types of the weather conditions, soil types, and the capable of growing the varieties of the crops in different regions at various times, I think India is sufficient for its future requirement also. Further, the India is the top producer of the milk, spices, pulses, tea, cashews, jute, and the second largest producer of rice, wheat, oilseeds, fruits, vegetables, sugarcane, and cotton. Despite all these facts, the average productivity of many crops in India is quite low. As far as the country's population in the next decade is concerned, and it is expected to become the largest in the world, and providing the food for them will be a very prime issue for India. So, the farmers are still not able to earn the respectable earning also because of low productivity. And population is less, that is why they can feed the population as far as existing is concerned. But future, it may create the problem for them. Okay, then even after over 7 decades of the planning or 75 years of the planning, since the independence, majority of the farmers are still facing the problem of poor production or the poor returns from his field. Having understood this future, what could stop the Indian farmers to do so? So, the constraints, major constraints, has to be focused and government has to draw attention on that. So, the major constraints of the Indian farming sector or Indian agriculture sector consist of so many things. Okay, let us understand that. According to 2010-11, means approximately 10 years back, the agricultural census, the total number of operational holding of the land was 138.35 million, okay, with average size of 1.15 hectares of the total holding, and 85% are the marginal and the small farmers categories of less than 2 hectares of the land. This is the statistics which was 10 years back in 2010-11. Now, the farming for the subsistence, which makes the scale of the economy in question with majority of the small holding. Low access of the credit and the prominent role of unorganized creditors, okay, prominent role of unorganized and prominent role of an unorganized creditor affecting the decisions of the farmers in purchasing the inputs and selling of outputs. Less use of technology, mechanization, and the poor productivity, for which first 2 points are of the 2 major concerns. Very less value addition is as compared to the developed countries, and negligible primary level processing at farmers' level. Poor infrastructure for farming, making more dependence on weather, marketing, and the supply chain suitable for higher value crops. Another constraint is, which may include, we may include, that future of agriculture is very important questions for the planners and for all other stakeholders also. Because considering that government and other organizations are trying to address the key challenges of the agriculture in India, including the small holding of the farmers and primarily and secondarily processing, as well as the supply chain or value chain, then infrastructure supporting and the efficient use of resources and marketing, reducing the intermediaries in the market, there is need of work on the cost-effective technologies with an environmental protection and on conserving our natural resources. Along with this, the information technology revolution in India, the new technologies in agriculture, private investment, especially on research and the development, government efforts to rejuvenate the cooperative movement to address the problem of the small holding and the small produce, etc., are changing the face of agriculture in India. Many startups in agriculture by highly educated young ones, which shows that they are able to understand the high potential of putting the money and efforts in this sector. The cumulative effect of the technology over the next decade, okay, will change the face of agriculture. All the constraints in the agriculture will make the productivity and the returns complex, but still a high untapped potential is there in Indian agricultural sector. Now, let us understand, having understood all this technology, government efforts, and so many other things, you know, let us understand what is expected key trends, how this trend will be evolved. Expected key trends. See, changing the demand due to increasing the income, globalization, and the health consciousness is also affecting, and that is going to affect more on the production in future, agri-production. Demand for the fruits and vegetables, dairy products, fish and the meat is going to increase in future. That is why you should be perfectly using your technology so as to provide the quality food along with the quantity to feeding the people. Maybe you can export it, you can locally distribute it. But people are health conscious. And any defect as far as these items are concerned, that is vegetable, dairy product, fish, meat, which is hygiene related. So, because of this attitude of the consumer, it is expected that those who are growing these vegetables, engaged in the dairy products, or those who are catching the fish and supplying the meat also, their responsibility will be increased in future. Researchers and the technology researches, the technology improvements, protected cultivation of the high value greens and other vegetables will be more. There will be for the processed food also, or it may be affordable quantity production. Who knows, the taste of the people changes. World is moving, changing very fast. And accordingly, agriculture and farmer also has to change accordingly. More competition will be there among the private companies giving innovative products, better seeds, fertilizers, plant protection chemicals, then customize the farm machinery and feed for the animal. And that is the cost-effective way. It's competitive price, giving more returns on the investment by the farmers. Use of biotechnology and breeding will be very important in developing the eco-friendly and disease-resistant, climate-resilient, and more nutritious and tastier crop varieties to the generations ahead. Some technology will be frequently and widely used in future, and some will become a very common in a short time, while some will be take a time to mature. Okay, for producing the same products in other way, so as to use resources judiciously, and using the new resources also, like the hydroponics, use of plastics, and also bioplastics in productions. See, a lot of improvement is happening. So there will be more of a vertical and the urban farming, and there will be also an effort in long term to find new areas of the production like the barren deserts and the seawater. There also the people are trying to increase or cultivate the farm or produces or maybe crops. They can very well cultivate there and bring it to. Because of using the technology and good variety. Okay. Precision farming with the soil testing, which is based, which is precision soil, it is a, one of the decision making. Precision farming with the soil testing based decision. Automation using the artificial intelligence will be focused for the precise application inputs in agriculture. Okay, decision making, test based decision making. Sensors and the drones will be used for the precision quality. Environmental in cost effective manner. Small and marginal farmers will also be using these technologies with the help of the private players, government or the farmer producer organization, that is FPO. Use of GPS technology, drones, robots, etc. are controlled by the smartphone, etc. and can make the life of the farmer easy and exciting with the good results. These advanced devices will definitely will have to make an agriculture be more profitable, easy and environmentally friendly. So according to me, the use of nanotechnology for the enhancement of the food quality and its safety, efficient use of inputs will be there in near future. Nanomaterials in agriculture will reduce the wastage in use of the chemicals, minimizes the nutrient losses and in fertilization, and it will be used to increase the yield through the pest and also the nutrient management, as well as IFFCO, Indian Farmers Fertilizer Cooperative, has already done a successful test in nanofertilizers. India has improved tremendously or remarkably in its digital connectivity, and the market access has become very easy. The number of internet users is projected to reach 666.4 million in 2025. Farmers will be having more smart phones with mobiles in hands, and they will be able to be more aware and connected with a different stakeholders. Government will be making wide use of the digital technology for generating the awareness among the farmers. Information sharing, government schemes using the digital technology for the direct transfer of money. There will be certainly a moon or more work by the government. Government move is that they will work more. Village communities, agri startups, private players in the conserving the sharply depleting the water resources. All these areas government is working. Use of digital technology can make this revolution in this direction. There will be use of satellites, drones, for the better collecting the data regarding the soil health, crop areas, or maybe yield, which will make the cost of the insurance less, and with a better estimation, and the system will be more exact of the efficiencies. It will be utilized like that. There will be more niche markets in the operations, and the areas and the crop specific small equipments, which will make the operational event in the small farmer easier and efficient. Food wastage is also another big problem in our country. more wastage will be the less, and the better use of the waste material in agriculture will be more. So, the number of warehouses in private sector will be more, and linkages between the government and the private warehouses will be increasing in future. So, what is the impact? Impact is that this will help in balancing the supply with the demand and the and stabilization of the prices of the agri outputs in the market. Here, the question arises whether farmers will be able to make use of the modern technology in country where education, holding size, infrastructure, low level of technology adoption and many other constraints are there. That is the question here. With this, I thank you very much for understanding the technology use in the agricultural sector. Thank you very much.